Hey guys, we're going to do another boo, and I'm going to also include this as an audio mo. I finally got around to making the dog treats. I actually tried to record them, and it took a little bit longer than I expected, but I finally got around to doing it. So I'm not going to share the recording, only because it was pretty long. So anyway. So, somebody gave me this, puppy recipe. It was, basically 2 tablespoons of, baking powder, 2 cups of wheat flour, 1 cup of milk, and 1 cup of peanut butter. And I mixed everything together. The dough was just a tad bit crumbly, so I added a bit more milk. I added, a little too much, so I poured some of it out. But I would say it's probably 1 cup and 1/8 of milk, but it turned out okay. The treats are nice and hard. They're a little soft because obviously there's baking powder, so it's like they're hard on the outside. They have kind of this hard shell, and on the outside, but I would suspect they're chewy, but right now they're still a little on the warm side. So if I were to take a treat out and the dog needs to chew anyway, so it's got a hard shell. Now I got some cookie cutters and I made them heart shaped. She said it makes her about 24 heart shaped cookies. I made about 19 of them because I probably made some a little thicker than the rest. And there was, like, maybe a smidgen of some dough left over, but not enough to make another one, so I threw it away. So what I'm going to do is also, for those who have dogs, I was just reading an article that said a list of human foods that are toxic to your dogs, that are very toxic, and some on the list are toxic if you feed them too much, and some are toxic if you feed them even a smidgen of an ounce. And I know they said on the list, don't give your dog dairy, and I never want to give my dog dairy, never will, but these homemade treats do have 1 cup of milk in them. Now, I'm sure if you divide them in between 19 hearts, one heart, it's like, I don't know, less than 0.5 of an ounce. I don't think that's going to cause any nasty problems with the dog. But have you, now this was a dog lover who gave me the treat recipe. So I'm assuming, you know, she's done it and made it many, many times and has given them to her puppies. And so I'm sure they're going to be good. But have other of you people given your dogs small amounts of milk in a food at all? You know, give me your advice on that. This is the first time I've ever made homemade treats. They came out really well. They're so cute. They look like these thick heart cookies that you'd give somebody for a present, but they're nice and hard on the outside. These ones are pretty cold. The first batch is pretty cold, but they feel like they'd be chewy on the inside because the baking powder makes them kind of cake-like. Because that's what baking powder does to a lot of things. That's why people put baking powders in breads and stuff. So I'm good at making, okay, I'm going to have my hubby sit on the bed and pick out a heart treat. I'm good at making breads and stuff for people, but I'm not good at making treats for dogs because I'm new at this. So here's the colder batch. Pick out a treat for Zaps. Now I'm going to go get him out of the crate. So yeah, let me know. Plus, his birthday is this Thursday, so I want to give him basically a treat. Well, I wonder if they put, okay, they have to put some form of cream in the Frosty Paws, so I'm sure giving Zappa the Frosty Paws, I mean, if that hasn't caused any problems at all, I'm sure you'd be just fine. I don't know, maybe I'm just a little too cautious. I've heard from my vet you can never be too cautious. So I'm just, you know, especially with his recent illness, I'm just a little on the
not paranoid side, but just a little cautious. Like, oh my goodness. Please, please, please.
I want everything to turn out perfect for my doggy. Okay, come out. Yeah. Okay, now I want you to go over to Daddy and you're going to sit. No, 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 no. You're going to sit and you're going to be a good boy. Daddy has a surprise for you. Where are you at, Daddy?
On the bed.
Oh! He's eating his treat. Aww. Do you like it? Oh, he's wagging his tail. Oh, be careful, Bubba.
Little snap on the hand there. Little bite on the hand. Is he all right?
It's a pretty, not a big treat. It's, maybe it made the hearts too big, but, I mean, I don't think it's that. I think he kind of broke it up. He ate it too fast, and he's hacking on it, is what he's doing. He went, yeah, he spilled a little bit of it. He ate it too quickly. So he kind of broke it up with his teeth and thought he could eat the rest of it off the floor. Aww. Okay, that's enough. Did you like it? He's wagging the tail. Well, we know that he likes the treats. There's nothing there, Bubba. No, oh, there's the treat bag. Hello, Melissa. Yeah, I'm gonna clean up the floor where he dropped those little pieces of treats. Aw, he loved it. He says, thank you, Daddy. Oh, don't you foof your mama. Don't you foof the mama. So I'm putting the rest of these. I don't think the treats are that. I mean, they're a little thick. Thicker than I thought they'd be because the powder kind of made them rise up a little bit. I mean, I followed the recipe to a T. So, but I've never made puppy treats before. So, yeah, he ate it too quickly. Hey, babe, can you bring me paper towel from the bathroom? I have no paper towels in here. Probably about two of them.
Heading out found.
So, get some water, Bubba. So, I want to... I fed him one treat because I want to see how his system takes it. And if his system takes it, okay, then I'll just I'll do this recipe from now on. I added a little bit of milk because the dough was pretty crumbly at first. Yeah, this is perfect. Perfect, hon. Perfect, perfect. Just perfect. Oh, he's so happy. Yeah, so there's just a little bit of where he kind of broke up the treat and there was little pieces on the floor. Yes? I'm glad we have our baby.
51 minutes.
Hey, get your nose out of my butt, Zappa. Because I'm in the way of where he had his treat, so he's like, is there any more down there? Can I have it? No, he can't. So, I don't know, guys. I've never done this before, so I think the treats came out nicely. Like I said, had to add a little bit of extra milk because the dough was too crumbly at first, but and I poured too much in the bowl, so what I couldn't use, I just poured it out. Oh, did he give you a little snip?
Yeah.
He nipped at ya?
Yeah. But that's your wife, I don't care.
He's probably like, I want that treat. Stop licking the floor. No, no, well, you probably should have held it in the palm of your hand and let him eat out of the hand. I told you that when I give you a milk bone to give to him. There was a little bit of dough left, and I was going to try and shape. I was putting the paper towels that I used in the trash. I was trying to make a bone out of it, but I'm not very good at designing things by my little hand, and I don't have bone-shaped cookie cutters. So, yeah, guys, basically, yeah, just the baking powder, the wheat flour, wheat flour, peanut butter and milk, but milk's only a cup, and I just added like an extra eighth of, like 1 ounce maybe, because the dough was kind of, so, I don't know, so I think there's no doubt that he loved it. He was wagging his tail when he was eating it, so he definitely loves it, but I'm just gonna watch him tonight and see how that treat goes down his system, and call me a cautious dog mommy, but I really think this is for the best. I want my baby to be happy. I want to give him good treats, and if I know that these homemade treats are a success, then I'll make them more often. It's just every dog's different, so I want to see how his stomach. And another reason, too, is maybe all of the other dogs, I don't know, but Zappa could not seem to tolerate Iams in school. That's where he was having most of the poopy problems. The poopy problems the first time I went to class. That's why they switched him to Purina Pro Plan. So because of that, you know, that's another thing to look out for. I mean, Iams is kind of a, no offense, but it's a cheap dog food. But, you know, I can understand with the school being on a budget. Hey, that's enough. Stop licking my floor. Just because it has a peanut butter scent, you can stop now. So I'm going to see how he takes it. And if it's a success, then yay. But so far, it's pretty successful. He's absolutely in love with them. Did you like that? Did you like it? Yeah? He is obsessed with sniffing everything. He's sniffing the area by my desk where the treat not even was. And he's just like, oh, I just gotta have more. But those treats are a little thicker than I had imagined them to be. Because the dough is supposed to be about 1/4 of an inch thick. And I guess with the powder, it kind of makes them go boop a little bit. I would say they're close to an inch thick. I'm not sure exactly. I'm very, very bad at measurements. Maybe not even that. I would say maybe 1/2 inch. I don't know. I'm really bad at measurements, but it's probably about the thickness of, I'm trying to find a good description for it. It's probably about the thickness, just a little bit thicker than an Oreo, a little bit thicker than an Oreo cookie. So just picture an Oreo cookie, but not for a dog, obviously, because dogs, I was reading on the list of toxic foods for your dogs, macadamia nuts. I did not know those were toxic, and my husband is a macadamia nut cookie eater, big time. So I'll definitely, because my husband wants me to try a macadamia nut cookie recipe, I'll definitely be crating my dog when that's going on. Because, I mean, I did not know. I knew that stuff like chocolate and coffee and grapes and all those things were bad to dogs. But I did not know that macadamia nuts were. And, yeah, so, yep. I honestly am starting to think these treats are a success. Because my dog is, like, probing every corner of the room. Like, there's got to be a treat somewhere. There's got to be a treat somewhere. He's, like, actively going crazy right now. He's sniffing the place like crazy. Anyway, so yeah. So, if you guys need the recipe, I wrote it down on my computer. And I could maybe DM it to you on Twitter or send you it by email or whatever. So in total for me, it made about 19 heart treats with a little teeny bit of dough to spare. If I really wanted to make a tiny one, I probably could have, but it also too depends on the size of the cookie cutter. I don't know what size she used. So, but yeah, come here, Bubba, come here. Did you like that? Did you like that? He was sniffing my shirt. That's my phone. That doesn't have dog written on it. Oh, you are a good boy. He's wagging the tail. Okay. Well, guys, that's going to do it. My battery's low. I'm going to charge this thing. And, yeah. So, yeah. If anybody has Any special comments? This is my first time making homemade dog treats. And of course, like I said, you know, just me being overly cautious, not so much worrying. That was another thing when I first got my dog. Somebody actually sent me a DM on Audioboo, and she said, don't worry about it, don't worry, like, I don't know, 59,000 times throughout the whole Boo, and the Boo was like, I don't know, like half an hour long, and so it's not that I'm worrying. I do worry in a sense for the safety of my pet. I think all of us should at some level, but I'm just a little cautious, you know. I've never done something like this before, and although I'm not afraid to try new things, I just want to be absolutely sure, I guess. So, but it looks like he's in love with them.
Yummy.
Yeah, huh? You're not gonna find any treats there. You are a crazy doggy. You want a belly rub? Okay, Zappa, roll over. Roll over on your back. Good boy. Oh, what a good boy. You rolled over. Yes, you did. Oh. So, yeah, guys. So, I am 8% battery power. At 8% battery, and I need to stop this recording because I'll be rambling on all night. So, okay, guys. So, take care, and I will talk to y'all later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.